Hello, everyone. Let me get situated here. Y'all say hi in the chat. I'm going to stand up while I coach tonight. So, got to get situated here. Hello, Katie. I see that your hand is raised. All right, that should be good. I have a stand-up desk, and it's you crank it up, so that was that noise. All right, how's everybody doing tonight? Oh, my gosh, Cameo, where are you in Arkansas? I'm in Arkansas. April's in Texas. I'm headed to Texas here in about 14 hours. Jonesboro, awesome. I'm in Little Rock, so I'm not too far away. Thank y'all. I love this little vest scarf thingy. So, Toronto. I know you say it Toronto, right? I'm trying to say it right. Ooh, a couple of Canada people. How awesome would it be for us to go on a PNP world tour and just visit all of our members? Love it. Okay. So some of you all, and let us know if you're a newbie too. So some of y'all, this may be your first office hours call. I did it on Saturday, and usually Kathy is here on Tuesday nights, but we switched this week since I am headed to Dallas. Corinne and I are headed to a little conference with the Life Coach School, and so the certification program that we went through. And so Corinne and I are going to be there for the next few days. And so Kathy's going to be holding the fort down for us while we're gone. But we'll, you know, we're not disappearing or anything. We'll be around for sure. So I'm filling in for her, but usually she's here on Tuesday nights, but sometimes we switch off. So, all right. So we've got one hand raised, but y'all are between me and dinner, so if we don't have some more hands raised, I'm out of here. But I would love to stay as busy as I can for the next couple of hours, so y'all just get your hand raised. And for you newbies, the way it works is that down here below, you should see right along here an option to raise your hand. And so you just click on it, and I see you come up, and then I will click on you to come on screen with me. If this is your first time and you just want to watch, then that's great too. And y'all can't see each other. You can just only see me and the other person that I'm coaching. So that's kind of the way it works. But y'all talk in the chat if you have any other questions about anything. So, ooh, I see a bunch of newbies in here. That's awesome. But, yeah, y'all raise your hand. Take advantage of this, right? If you want to get coach. So I've got Katie, and then I've got Zuzilla 77 up next. I wonder what that means. I love all these names. Sometimes they're just your regular name, but sometimes you don't know what it's going to be. So, all right. So y'all two are up, but again, whoever else wants to get coach, raise your hand. Okay. So Katie, you're up first. Hello. There okay. She is. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Is this your first call?
It is.
Are you a newbie?
No, I'm an April baby.
Okay. All right. So you've been around for a little while. All right. So what's up?
I haven't done that much with the program. Okay. I listen to a lot of the stuff. And then I'll make a plan for a few days, and then I just fall off track, and then I'll totally get out of it for a few weeks. And then I listen, and it's like, oh, I really have to start that back up again. And then I start it back up. And so I'm in another cycle. I started planning last week, and I ordered a planner so I can have my own instead of having papers all over and stuff. Mm-hmm. Since I ordered the planner, I've been just putting notes in my phone while I'm waiting for it. And for like 2 days, I follow it. I feel really good. And then I just kind of fall off track.
What happens on that third day?
A lot of times it's just that I haven't made it to the grocery store. So when I planned for dinner, life got busy and I didn't end up making it there. And so I'm not making what I planned, or something comes up, somebody comes over and brings something that wasn't planned, or it's that kind of thing.
Okay. So that's not the problem, right? I mean, the problem is not like that you ate off. I mean, and I think that's what you think is the problem, but the problem is not that you ate off plan, that you didn't get to the store, that you, you know, somebody came over and you did something different. It's what you do right at, it's like what you make that mean, right? Right after that choice, what do you make that mean? What causes you to ultimately quit?
I guess it's like I just get into fuck it mode, but I don't know why exactly.
Because you're like, because you weren't perfect, right? I mean, it's like, oh, I made a mistake. This must not work for me. I quit. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you know that mistakes are absolutely required as part of this program, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to make mistakes so that you can figure out what's going on and move forward. So that's all that's happening here. It's not some deep, dark, complicated reason. You just, what's really kind of deep inside you is that you think that you can't make a mistake and still lose weight. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you thought you could, you'd just be like, oh, here's my mistake. And this is supposed to happen, but that's not going to, you know, that's what's supposed to happen here. So I'm just going to do my recovery worksheet, keep going, do my plan tomorrow.
And that's the other thing, like how soon do you do the recovery worksheets typically?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but if you don't do it until the next day, I was doing a recovery worksheet today from like 3 days ago. From an overeat from 3 days ago. But I said, you know what? The past is the past in terms of, yeah, I, you know, should have done it a couple of days ago, but I'm still going to take this learning opportunity and try to remember as much of what was going on 3 days ago. You know, that is, I was not being a great example for y'all this morning when I was doing my recovery worksheet, but I still did it because I am not going to ever miss an opportunity to learn from an overeat. And so I literally did 3 recovery worksheets this morning to get caught up. But, but yeah, you want to do it as soon as you can afterwards. I mean, ideally it's like right afterwards because everything is fresh in your mind and you know, you learn from it. But again, if you don't do it till the next day, if you don't do it for, you know, a few more days later, that's still no reason to quit. Right.
Right.
That's no reason to stop. It's just like, okay, I may not get as much learning out of this as I would have if I'd done it right away, but I'm still going to do it because I'm committed to this. And I'm committed to this process.
Okay.
But for you, it's really watching your brain when you make that first mistake. And it's just like, oh, because your pattern right now is to stop. Right.
Right. And that's how I've been with every single diet I've ever tried. Right.
Yeah. I mean, Corinne always says, if every diet works, if you do what they tell you to do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not any different in that way. You know, you can lose weight on any diet if you just keep going and do what they tell you to do. But the whole key is when you make your first mistake. It's this, you know, we talk about that book Finish that we recommend. And he talks about the day after perfect. Like, you know, you're going along, you're doing everything that you need to be doing. And then you make your first mistake. And you just say, okay, well, I guess that means I can't do it, you know, and then you go off, like you said, for a couple of weeks and then you get back on. And that's why so many folks are just losing the same, you know, 5 pounds over and over again, because you go along for a while, but then you fall off and then you come back on and then you fall off again. Well, what if you didn't fall off? What if you just decided to override your brain and say, okay, I'm going to do something different this time. I'm going to keep going, even though I made a mistake.
Okay.
And it's going to feel weird because this is a new thing for me. And but what if that is the answer to like, you know, to the universe. And it is. I mean, it's being okay with making mistakes and not being perfect at it, because none of us are perfect. And we're losing, you know, people are losing weight left and right around here because they're just dropping the perfection and they're dropping, you know, judgment when they make a mistake.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You good to go?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is a great thing for a lot of people to hear. So awesome. All right.
Talk to Thanks you later. A lot.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got Zuzilla, Angela, and Belinda in line. Yeah, it's called Finish, the book. And it is from, is by John Acuff. It is in Corinne's. Here, I'll type it really quick while we're waiting on her to come on. Kit.com/, oh, wait, I need to get to where y'all can see it. Okay, I just typed in the, our Kit store. Where did she go? I don't know where Zuzilla went. She just kind of disappeared. Okay, if I don't know where you went, I'm going to bring on Angela. Angela, you're up next. Oh, wait, no. Zuzilla, if you're back, just raise your hand again and I'll bring you on next time. Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay, Belinda's up. I mean, sorry, Angela's up, and then Zuzilla, you'll be next. Okay. All right, there you are. Are you there?
Can you see me? I can. Hi.
I'll ask you to start your video.
Okay.
Come on.
Host is asking. Okay. Sorry, I'm new at this. It's my first one.
There you are.
Okay, hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Good. So yeah. My question is actually, it's my very first week because I'm a September baby.
Awesome. Welcome.
So I'm really, really new at this. I've been following for a little while with the free stuff, right? But today, because of course I got 7 days in, I did some data, right? Because of course I'm doing well overall for my planning. I had my first emotional eating in the last 5 days. But I ended up accidentally choosing a food that was actually for a snack for later. Do I still need to write a write-up about how I felt at the time and what that was about and why?
Well, were you hungry when you ate it?
No.
Okay. So yeah, you got to do, and you know about the recovery worksheet yet? Have you gotten to that?
Well, I haven't got to that far because I'm of course only a couple of days into the bullshit class, right? Yes.
I love that you called it bullshit.
So that one, to get rid of it. I'm only a couple of days in, mm-hmm. which is why I'm kind of like, okay, do it. How? I don't even know very much about those yet.
Yes. Okay. So that is, you can just kind of jump it. So it's in module one in the Fresh Start module for OBS. It's called What to Do When You Eat Off Plan or Overeat. It's the last, unit in the module. So it's, you know, we're covering it this week. And so watch that. And then, so Corinne talks all about the recovery. She goes through the entire recovery worksheet. And then the worksheet itself is, I think there's one of them. Have you printed out the workbook or have you ordered
it? I've only printed out the orientation book.
Okay.
Because I actually ordered the other two. I'm kind of hoping they'll just come in.
Yeah.
They're having to spend a lot of money.
Yes. Yes. No. But if you, but here's the thing. You could just, so you can go to the toolkit on the website and then you go to No BS Success Path Materials. And you can just pull up the recovery worksheet. It's under module one.
Right.
And look at the questions and you can just answer the questions on a piece of paper. You don't even have to print out the worksheet. But
and this is going to be my first one. Should I do the deep drill or just the regular one?
I love for y'all to do the ultimate one. If I almost wish we'd never done the 2 minute one. Cause I mean, the 2 minute one is great, but it's just like, if you have the time, do the two pager, especially since you're new and you haven't done it yet. Just really take your time and just say, okay, this is going to be my work for today or for now or whatever.
Okay.
And yeah, and so just, you know, just answer those questions on a piece of paper if you aren't able to print it out or whatever. And okay. Yeah, and so learn what you can about it in terms of, you know, like I said to Katie, I'm so glad I write your name, y'all's names down, because I just can't remember.
Katie's got a great story. That's like my next step, I yes. feel. Yeah.
So, but you do not ever want to waste an opportunity to learn from. So what do you think happened? You said it was emotional eating. What do you think the emotion was?
I was late. And so then somebody judged me about that and decided doesn't matter what they did. I felt like I wasn't good enough. It triggered all of my buttons. I felt
they were judging
their judgment and their, and that, yeah, I just felt really bad.
They were judging you, and then you started judging yourself.
Yeah. And so I ate and I felt a lot better, even though I wasn't full.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a temporary better, right?
Well, actually, yes. And the funny part was, is I actually ended up choosing the snack that I forgot was even written down.
Yeah.
So it was an accidental.
Yes. Yes. But still, even if it was, you know, even if it's something that was on your plan, you got to be honest and say, okay, even though it was on the plan, it's not on the plan, because you always, the plan, it's always assumed that you're going to follow your hunger scale on the plan, right?
I didn't
that
follow the
is
hunger scale.
Always part of the plan. And so even if you eat everything that you've written down, but if you weren't truly hungry, or maybe you overate past two, then that's not following your plan.
Okay.
And so, and I think that can kind of be confusing for people at first, where, you know, the goal is not to eat everything on your plan, right? Because you are always just following your hunger scale.
So I can overplan?
You can overplan. Exactly. Overplan. Yes. And that is so important for everybody to know, because yeah, the goal is not to have like this perfect plan where you eat absolutely everything that's on it. It is, because you're always following your hunger scale. Your hunger scale varies from day to day. Yep. So yeah, over plan. And then you can have food, you know, left over at the end of the day, and that's fine. So,
okay.
Yeah, such a good question. Such a good, important thing to point out.
Oh, thank you. And I do have one more, because I actually get heartburn. I've had heartburn for the last 3 days, and today's the first day I haven't. Mm-hmm. And is there a way, like, is there something I should be doing? Like, it's not so much about the food, I don't think. I think it's just because I'm not hungry, or I'm hungry, you know?
Oh yeah. I don't know. That's, okay. That would be something interesting to maybe post in the Facebook group to see if other folks have, experienced that. Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, are you eating different things than you have?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could be it. It's just kind of your body getting used to, you know, some different foods and things like that, but be sure that your plan is realistic. It's still realistic, and it's, you know, you're able to follow it. Just meeting yourself where you are now.
I am. Thank you.
Awesome. You're doing great. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay. We got a little line going now. Where did Zuzilla go? If you have time, come back. Where did she go? Raise your hand again, Zuzilla, if you want to. I'll bump you up. Okay, so we got Belinda, Amber, and Margaret are the next ones up. And then there's some other folks that have raised their hand, but that's the order. Belinda, Amber, and Margaret. So Belinda, you are up next. Okay. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. I just asked you to start your video, so
okay.
Should come up. Yep. There you go. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Good, good. What's going on?
Going this way.
There you go.
I just wanted to talk about my compelling reason.
Okay.
Or lack of compelling reason, I suppose. It's always been something like, when I get older, I want to be, you know, healthy enough and able to move and something like that. But it seems relevant right now.
Why not? You said it's not relevant?
More because, like, it's so far away that I'm good now.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Right. But okay. So kind of back it up. So what would be relevant for you today? That's why do you want to lose weight today?
I suppose just to fit into more different clothes.
Okay. So what do you think about that as a compelling reason? I want to fit into my clothes.
I'm not that into fashion.
Well, that's okay, right? But you want to, I mean, you, but you know, you have these, what you're saying, you have these clothes hanging in the closet that do not fit you.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you don't have to be into fashion if you just want your clothes to fit. Right?
Yeah,
but I think you're kind of judging that reason as something like, you know, frivolous or not good enough or something like that. But if that's important to you, the whole thing about compelling reason is that you don't want to have judgment about it. I mean, it can be anything. You know, Corinne always talks about she wanted to be like sexy and hot and stuff. She wanted to, you know, look good in the mirror to her husband and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, if you have a compelling reason that's important to you, you don't want to put judgment on top of that, because then for sure it's not gonna help you, right? If wearing the clothes in your closet is important to you, then that is a great compelling reason.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it's also, and then, but you want to have as many compelling reasons as you can. I don't know if you hear me.
All right.
It's like you're, an airplane is landing.
Yeah, it's I'm under a flight pass.
Okay.
It's the only private place I could find. So,
Where are you?
I'm at work. I'm in Sydney.
Okay, in Australia. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Ooh, I love all these international members. So you want to collect as many compelling reasons as you can. So you want to have real immediate ones, like I want to be able to wear the clothes in my closet, but then you want to have the real long-term ones too. Like I want to be able to live as long as I can and be as healthy and as mobile as I can as well. You want to collect as many compelling reasons as you can, so that when you have an urge to overeat, you can scan that list and see which one might resonate with you in the moment.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So it's not like, you know, you're looking for the perfect one. You want to have a bunch of them, and they're short-term, long-term, intermediate. But then you want to look at them and say, you know what, this is important to me. This is good enough for me. And, you know, and these are my reasons, and that they're, you know, they're good enough. And, yeah. But the key with compelling reason is that it doesn't make weight loss easier. It doesn't make, you know, sitting with urges easier. It just reminds you why you're, you know, allowing the discomfort and why you're allowing the urges, and you're going to, you know, not eat.
Why I'm not going for the snacks.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so just know that it's still going to be hard, right? It's still going to be uncomfortable to do that, especially at first, but you've got this reason to kind of back you up and say, okay, I'm willing to sit with this discomfort because of these reasons.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? So yeah. So just keep building up your compelling reason bank, and just keep asking yourself, you know, all the time, why do I want to lose weight? Are there any other reasons? Just to get, you know, a good collection of those that you can draw from.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it for the moment. Okay. Just getting through the snacks, as you say.
Yes. Yes. And again, it's allowing those urges by, you know, just being okay with sitting with some discomfort, right? And not resisting those urges and allowing them instead. And all of that is covered. Are you new to us?
No, I've been October 17th.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you've been around for a while. So you know that, you know, go back through that buffering and urges course again.
Okay.
It is totally focused on what to do to allow urges.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've done that one.
Okay.
So I have to do that one.
Yes, yes. Don't totally do that one, because it talks about all the science behind urges, what's going on in your brain, and then Corinne lists out a 5-step process on how to allow urges. And it's
all right, that sounds good.
Yeah. So do that.
That sounds really good. All right. Thank you.
All right, take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, y'all, for all you newbies, don't you worry about that buffering and urges course yet. I don't want to see y'all going in there and printing stuff off and watching videos yet, right? You are not there. That is, we'll be there when you are ready. But we're focused on no BS right now. Okay. I don't know why the order changes. We have Amber, and then we have Sam, and then Laura. I'm so glad y'all are here and just seeing how this works. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are ya?
Good.
What's sort of.
So I've been dealing with, I was doing really, really well. I'm an April baby.
Okay.
And so I was doing really, really well. And then I'm a teacher. And so during the summertime, I was kind of off and on, but I was doing really well. And then school started. And I'm sure you're
started.
And I know that's a circumstance, but it is really, I'm feeling a lot of overwhelm. And like, I'm not making plans. I'm not drinking water. I'm not sleep. I'm not doing any of the four basics anymore. So I had an opportunity. I have sick kiddos today. And so I was home, and I'm West Coast. So sometimes it's hard for me to jump on these calls. So I was like, I'm just going to jump on. So I don't have a specific question, obviously, just general coaching about like, I'm trying not to say starting again, cause I don't like that. I never really stopped. I was still listening to calls. I still am part of my accountability group, and I've been making spotty plans here and there, and paying attention to my plus two and stuff like that. So, but just trying to figure out like how to really, really get back to it.
Okay, let's do a quick model real quick.
Okay.
Because I think it would be good to, I'm just going to use my little board here. And, okay, so like you said, your circumstance, and for all you newbies, this is just kind of a little intro to the model. Y'all will learn about the model in a few weeks, so don't think you need to have all this figured out. So school started, right? That's your circumstance.
Yeah.
And you said your feeling was overwhelm.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's, and then your action is not doing basics.
Yes.
So let's go back up to this thought line. Let me show you what this looks like so far. Okay. Oh, I know there's a glare there. Try not to get the glare. Okay. So what is going on right here with the thoughts?
So a lot of my thoughts that are leading to my overwhelm are like, there's too much to do. I can't keep up. A lot of the time stuff that we talked about last month too. Mm-hmm. And I was doing really well trying to manage those thoughts. Like I had done some of the work around that but it's creeping back in really bad. Like I can't get it all done. There's too much to do. Those kind of feelings or those thoughts.
Let's see. I can't get it all done. We'll do that.
Okay.
But it'd be really interesting for you to model all these different thoughts, right? Because they may create different feelings for you and different actions. So, okay, I can't get it all done. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't figure out how to do it. Okay, there we go. I can't get it all done. You feel overwhelmed. Your action is you quit doing things consistently.
Yeah.
And then the result is what?
Right now I'm maintaining, which is nice at least, but probably eventually weight gain again. It happens every fall. Like I just kind of gain it back. So
your result is really, you don't get it done.
Right. I don't get it done. And it's not just the P&P either.
Right.
It's at work, things at home, like nothing's getting done.
It bleeds over into, into everything. Right. I mean, when you're thinking that thought, I can't get it all done. You're thinking about more than just P&P stuff. You're thinking about everything. And so you stop doing the basics, but you also probably stop doing other stuff. And then the result, you prove your thought true that you can't get it all done. And right. But again, that's just a thought that you're choosing. So what do you want to think? So what about that work you did last month?
So
some thoughts that worked for you?
Yeah. So like one of the things that I worked last month was like, I can do one thing at a time, or I can get one thing done. And that worked pretty well. And this is, I know this is another thought that worked pretty well when I didn't have so many things to do. It was August, but I know that's a thought too, yeah. But it worked really well to just be like, I can get one thing done and then the next thing done, sort of, and not making a list because that sometimes overwhelms too.
Yeah.
Saying like, what can I get done right now? Right. And then going to the next thing. So yeah, I guess that would be the thought to
have. Yeah. And so that's the whole thing about overwhelm, and I just got something said my internet is unstable. So I'm hoping I'm okay. But, yeah. So the whole thing about overwhelm is that, you know, we say overwhelm cannot exist if you're in action. So I just think right. for you, it's a matter of getting into act. It's a matter of practicing that thought. I can do one thing right now and deciding, you know, I mean, and it's not even like I can do one thing right now. It's I can do this right now, whatever okay. it is specifically, you know, for you, it's all about quick decision making. What, you know, I've got a spare, you know, I've learned to do this at, you know, working for PNP, like when I'll have a coaching call and then I'll have, you know, 10 minutes here, 10 minute window. And it's like, what can I get done in 10 minutes? This. And so I think for you, it's a matter of doing that and kind of proving your brain wrong that, yeah, you can get a lot done, maybe not all of it done, but you right. can get a lot done. And so I think for you, it's all about getting into action. And that starts with making a decision about what you're willing to commit to. I mean, and, you know, talking PNP specifically, it's like, okay, what am I willing to commit to this week with PNP? And this, and then also deciding that that's enough, right? And, you know, and not committing to too much.
Right.
So what do you think you can commit to?
So today I was like on my accountability group, I was like, I'm going to get in my water today. Cause I'm at home and it doesn't matter. I could do it at school too. I'm not trying to be one of those teachers that like, I can't drink water at school. I totally can, but I'm at home and I can focus on it. I will get the water done. So I'm like 50 ounces in, so I'm almost done with my water. And I'm West Coast, so I have a little bit more time.
Yeah.
So that was I just was like, I'll do water. That's what I'll do. So that's worked really well. I also, cause I was at home and had some time to do it, printed out the no BS modules since we're all starting over. And so I was like, okay, I've been meaning to do that. I'm going to get that done. So I did that too. So I'm kind of already doing it. I guess
I just think for you, it's like you said, kind of the to-do list is not super helpful, but I want you to make a list at the end of the day of what you did accomplish.
Oh,
right?
I like that.
You know, there's that question in the planner of what went right today. I mean, you could put it there or you could just add it onto the planner page or whatever. But yeah, it's like, you've got to remind yourself what you did accomplish today because we forget, right? We don't have a regular practice of reminding ourselves what we've accomplished or how far we've come. And so we have to be intentional about that and do that. So I want you to do that. And it's like, you know, you can think about your PNP stuff or, you know, and you can think about other areas of your life, but really because you want to start building up those wins, you know, in your mind that, wait a minute, I can get stuff done. I can get a lot done and start proving that old thought, you know, untrue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know if I disappear for a second. yeah, no, that sounds really good. I like that idea of like, cause I was saying the list can be overwhelming, but then it also feels like if I'm not checking a box that I'm not accomplishing something, but at the end of the day, I could be like, okay, this is what I got done. And that'll feel more.
Right. And that's so important for all these newbies to remember too, is that the planner pages is not about, especially at first, not about filling in every single blank, every single box, checking off every single box. It is, you know, maybe focusing on one thing right now, your water or whatever it is, right? And just deciding that that is enough. If you can practice, you know, just the thought, I did enough today, every day. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's amazing.
That would be a tough one to just jump into.
It would have to be more like I'm working on believing I did enough today or something like that. But I mean, if we could just all get there eventually, oh my gosh, that would keep us out of the overwhelm, out of the, you know, the spinning, and it would give us, because we waste so much time in that.
Right. Yeah.
It would give us more time to actually get stuff done.
Yeah.
But yeah, one last thing. I just think for you, it's important to remember, like, to keep you out of judgment. It probably literally took you one or two times of not doing something for you to kind of get into this, you know, into this cycle. I mean, it just took you one or two times where it was like, well, I can't get it all done today. I'm not going to make a plan today.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it doesn't take very long, right? To get off track, but you're always, it doesn't take very long to get back on track, because we always say you're one choice away from getting right back at it. So it's just like, it's important to know that it's easy to get off track, but it's also so easy to get back on.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
All right.
Awesome. I'm going to work on that thought. What I did today was enough. Was that what you said? Yes. I don't believe that yet.
But the thing is that basically, if you don't believe it, you're fighting with the past, right? You're fighting with what's already happened. And you might as well, you know, you might as well just decide, okay, I can't do anymore at this point. So why don't I just decide that it's enough and move forward, because it's just crappy to just keep thinking it wasn't enough, right?
Sure.
You know?
Sure. And so
we always say, like, you fight with the past, you're going to lose every time. So you might as well just accept it, move forward.
Move forward.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I just realized I didn't really technically introduce myself, and there are 137 people on here. This is a pretty big call. So, and some of y'all may not have been on the Saturday call. So I want to introduce myself real quick. I'm Coach Betsy. Actually, we have this thing now where we can actually change our name down at the bottom. And so I'm not Corinne anymore. There I am. So I'm Betsy Kimbrell. I'm still getting used to the Kimbrell name because I just got married. I've been married almost a year. I got married back in October in Wyoming, and it was amazing and awesome, and I have the most awesome husband ever. But I have been a member of PNP for forever. I think since at least 2007. So I've known Corinne for a long time, and I have lost 70 pounds. Long story short, I worked at a university for 15 years and then decided I wanted to make a career change, and decided I wanted to go into coaching after it benefited me so much, and never imagined I'd be able to work for PNP, and now I am, and I'm just living my dream. So it's amazing. So you'll see me in Ask Coaches, Kathy and I. Y'all know Coach Kathy. Kathy and I both answer as coaches, and Corinne does every once in a while too. And then we're in the Facebook group a little bit here and there. And then we're on these coaching calls. And then we also have one-on-one clients that we work with, which is a separate kind of an additional program that we offer here. So we just do all kinds of things here. But one of my favorite things is to get on here and do coaching with y'all. So just let me know if you have any questions about anything. Y'all can also put questions in the Q&A if you have any questions, and I should have time at the end to answer them. Okay, Margaret, I heard you say, like, you keep kind of coming down the list, so I'll call on you because I know you were up on the list earlier. And then Sam, Nicole, and another Amber after that.
Hello, am I there?
Yes, let me ask you to start your video.
Hang on, still.
There you are.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I got dark a minute. My husband's about to go to bed. He wakes up early in the morning to go to work, so I'm changing rooms.
Okay. And I did kind of call you out there.
No, that's good.
Surprised you, probably.
I literally just walked in. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So I have actually a couple of questions. The first
are you new to us?
I'm brand new.
Okay. Awesome.
I joined just during this joining period. Okay. So I've made a 24-hour menu plan for the past 2 days. I'm waiting on the planner and the book and all that good stuff. Anyway, yesterday for the first 24-hour plan, my question is, I don't know how to, when I'm not home to actually follow the plan, what I do then, because I got a call yesterday from my daughter-in-law saying, hey, it's grandparents' day at school, so I had to take off and go do that because I always want to, I try to be a hands-on grandparent.
Yeah.
So therefore, I couldn't per se follow what I actually did. And I got in late enough that I was hungry, so I ate something that wasn't on my plan. How do I reconcile that? Do I just like take food with me? What's a good way to do that?
Well, it's really up to you. Like the whole thing is that it's all about, like, sometimes something like that, right? Where that just comes up last minute. Yeah. That means that you might not follow your plan, and that's okay. Right. It's not, you know, a crime to not follow your plan, but the whole key is to just make the best choices that you can in the situation that, you know, that you choose to be in. And so it sounds to me like, you know, you didn't, when you went and saw, you know, your grandkids, you didn't eat a bunch of stuff and that kind of thing, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we need to talk about that. Okay. Okay. So here's the deal. First off, you always want to be following your hunger scale. So if you weren't hungry when you ate that stuff with your grandkids, then that would not be following the plan.
I'm suffering a little bit with that part of it. I'm just so used to when something's there and I want it, I just pop it in.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hello.
Yeah.
That's got me really far.
Yeah.
But I do know that writing it down has been kind of
eye-opening, right?
Yeah, it is, because like I have, she said, if you think you're going to eat it, put it on there. So one of the things I had on there were Reese cups, and then I had a can of ginger ale and an unsweet tea with about that much sweet tea on the top. Mm-hmm. So for me, once I wrote, and I wrote it down, I do it the night before. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't worry about it. And so the next day when I'm looking and I said, okay, well, I had this and this, which I'd had planned, and then lunch was a non-plan. And so then dinner, I didn't really do because I wasn't like hungry, but mm-hmm. again, she said, if you're not hungry, don't eat.
Right.
But I saw my snacks and said, well, I'm not really going to eat those. So I'm having trouble following the meal plan part of it because, and then I didn't eat the Reese cups because I didn't want to have to own.
But if you are eating Reese's cups on a regular basis, that's part of your realistic plan, right? I mean, and
you yes, so it's practice or candy of some kind. Just
yes, there. You've got to practice doing that so that you can meet yourself where you are. You can't start out with, I'm a horrible person because I eat Reese's cups, right? And I want to quit eating Reese's cups. It's like, no, this is where I am. This is what I'm doing right now. And it's, you know, it's gotten me where I am today, which, you know, and you've got to accept yourself as you are today before you can move forward with changing the plan. So that's one thing.
I didn't want to own those Reese's cups.
Right. Because you're,
I was like, no.
Yeah, because you feel ashamed.
Yes, because, yeah. I mean, you can't go without a candy for 24 hours. You're in big trouble.
I mean, it's all about owning your choices, right? And just like yesterday with your grandkids, it's just own those choices. Write them down, keep track of everything, and just say, okay, I didn't follow my plan today. What am I going to learn? And if you haven't gotten to the lesson about the recovery worksheets yet, that's at the end of module one.
Okay.
And so every time, you know, once you get to that, I was talking to Angela about that a minute ago, but you are going to start doing a recovery worksheet every time you eat off of your plan. And okay. So you're going to, you know, write down what you ate, what you were thinking about. So let's talk about this time with your grandkids. Why did you choose to eat off of your plan with your grandkids?
I don't know that I really thought of it. To be really honest with you, I don't think I really thought about it. I think
that's a very honest answer, right? I mean, a lot of you all are not used to doing that yet, right? You're brand new at
that. That's kind of hard when you really, because like today's plan, I did great for breakfast. Lunch came around and I was like, okay, so that didn't work out. I wasn't hungry. And I was like, okay, Margaret, are you really hungry? No, I'm not. So dinner, I had a salad, but I kind of switched some things up because things didn't, I thought they were going to be good until then. They weren't.
Okay. And that's
okay. So I had to change that around. But anyway, then I threw in like five tortilla strips. Mm-hmm. And so that wasn't supposed to,
right?
Because it wasn't on there.
Right.
But anyway, I'm finding that the good thing is that today was a little bit of a win for me because I didn't eat when I wasn't hungry.
Yes, and that's the thing. You know, I was telling everybody at the beginning, if you don't eat, you know, you want to over plan, right? The goal is not to eat every single food on your plan, right? You want to over plan. But then if you get to, like you said, if you get to lunch and you're not hungry, you just don't eat what you put on the plan. And you still are following the plan because the ultimate thing is that you're following your hunger scale. And so, yeah, that's absolutely a win for you.
But it was, but I didn't have the tortilla strips on there.
And that's okay. And you don't have to absolutely include every single, like, you know, when I have a salad, like a taco salad with some tortilla strips, I'm not writing down every single thing that's going to be in that salad. And so, you know,
this time I kind of want to do that. I really want to be, because you can make a salad, no matter how good a salad it is, you can make it bad for you. You know, you can. I mean,
but you want to be as specific as you can, if that's what works for you, but you also don't want to beat yourself up over a couple of tortilla strips either. Right.
Right.
I mean, you want to, you know, you just want to keep it as simple as possible. And so again, you are on what? You're on plan number three?
What do you mean plan number three? I'm sorry.
You're on day
three. This is my second day. This is my second day.
So yeah. You are brand
new. I partied the weekend away.
You are doing great. You're already realizing that, you know, you got some things to learn. You got some things to figure out. But the whole key is just to keep going and to keep just saying, okay, I may.
Well, my plan is honestly more difficult than I thought it was going to be. In all honesty, it really is, because I'm out and about. You know, I'm a stay-at-home old lady now because I raised all my kids and they're out. But it is harder to do because then I take off and then I'll wind up being hungry out and about.
But here's the thing about that. You can always, you know, also part of your plan can just be like, okay, if I'm out and about and I'm not at a place where, you know, I can go home and eat, then I'm going to make a, you know, equivalent healthy choice while I'm out.
Okay.
And that is considered following the plan, right? If it's something like if you get a salad while you're out and you planned a salad, or even if you just get a salad out and you plan something different at home, if it's a healthy choice that would be an even, you know, kind of an even trade, then yeah, don't overthink that. Then you're fine.
Okay. And then also, I'm trying to make a wiser decision for the candy. I still, you know, a sweet tooth has got to go away, and I'm sure it will at some point. But like, instead of doing that, I did the little healthy fig bars all night, Nature's Own, which probably isn't much better. But for me, I thought, okay, it's a wiser decision than Reese cups. So, how do you justify that kind of snack thing in your head when you're telling yourself, it, you know, I want to lose weight, and yet that sweet tooth just is like, ah.
That's just an urge, right? That's it. I mean, that sweet tooth is just an urge, and you have responded to that urge with some sort of candy, like you said, every day right. for a really right. long time.
Right.
And so, you know, it's up to you whether you, I mean, if I was you, I would just stay with the Reese's cup. If that's what you really want, just stay with that for a while, and then you can work on maybe leveling up your choices over time. Or you can go with whatever. I mean, but it's just recognizing that is that's not any different than any other urge to eat off your plan. And eventually it's going to be time to practice saying, okay, I have an urge for something sweet right now, and I'm going to practice. I'm not going to have it. And I'm just going to.
I will say that last night I was laying there in bed and I wanted something to eat so bad. And I thought, but I wasn't hungry. So I kept having to ask myself, are you hungry? Are you hungry? And in my head, I'm thinking, yes, you're hungry. Yes, yes.
But you know, it wasn't true. You knew it wasn't really true.
What's true? But, and so I didn't. And so I thought, okay, so that's a step in the right direction. Yeah. I keep telling myself in my head, you know what? It's not going to automatically boom, become a habit. You know, I just got to take a step, and I might take one step forward and two steps and back.
Once, you know, exactly. But you are doing the work. You're doing exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And the whole key is just like, when you take that step behind, don't beat yourself up and just say, okay, this was part of the learning process. I'm going to do my recovery worksheet. Once you figure, you know,
right.
once learn we'll about those that. And, okay. And I'm just going to move forward. But, you know, the whole key with this is being okay with making mistakes and moving forward anyway, and just not quitting, not ever quitting.
Okay.
So you are doing
all right.
it.
You're and then it. My final yeah. question, and I'll let you get to someone else, is with the workbook and things like that, because I'm waiting for the planner and the workbook to come. Is it wiser to just do it day by day, a lesson a day, or is it wiser to just do it?
It's up to you. It's really up to you. You can go at your own pace. And, you know, if you like don't have your OBS workbook and you want to just watch one of the videos and just take notes on a piece of paper, then that's fine. And then when you get your workbook, you can do the worksheet later. But yeah, it's totally up to you. And then also, I mean, you could do all of them now. And then when you get your workbook, I mean, we want y'all to go through this as many times, because you're always at a different place when you hear, you know, you watch the videos or hear the, you know, the audios again.
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah, I mean, don't think that you need to wait. I mean, if you want to start going through them and listening to them, taking a few notes, go for it.
Okay. It shouldn't take long to get the book, should it?
No, it should. It's usually like a week or less. I had actually ordered mine a while ago and I got mine, but now that they're shipping all the time, yeah, it should just be hopefully just a few days.
And it's only like a few months. It's not a year.
The planner is for 2 months. The planner is 2 months. Now the NoBS, did you get the NoBS workbook also?
Yes, I got the.
And so that covers all, yeah, you got the bundle. So, and the workbook covers all 5 modules, you know, with the worksheets and everything and all the notes.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the planner itself is just for 2 months. And so if you wanted, you know, after 2 months, if you wanted to order another one, you could do that. Or, you know, you can print them off off the website for free.
Okay. Do you ever go back and have found, okay, I saved these planners because I want to look back?
Yes, you want to have that data. I mean, you don't want to, I mean, I went through and threw away a bunch of stuff from like a long time ago the other day. But yeah, that's the whole thing, is that you want to collect all of this data that you can go back to and review and look for patterns and look for how, you know, look for ways that you've really improved and how far you've come, you know, to remind you how far you've come and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You want to go back, look at your recovery worksheets and see, you know, what your thoughts and your excuses are, all of that. That's why we want y'all to, you know, to record all of this data, so that then, you know, on a weekly, monthly, every 6 month basis, you can go back and review it and look for, you know, ways to kind of level up and look for patterns and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for answering my questions, and you have a great night.
Okay. You too. Good question.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Love it. Love all those newbie questions. Okay. So now we have got Sam, Nicole, and Jennifer are up next. Is Sam? No, Margaret's on day three. Hey. Hi. Well, let's see. Can I hear you? Are you there? Yes. Okay. I could hear you. I wasn't sure if I could hear you. All right. What's up?
All right. So I am also a newbie.
Yes. Awesome.
I'm doing well with the four basics. I was a groupie for about 2 months, so I'm doing good with that. But I had a frustrating work thing today, which normally would send me running to my kitchen. So I tried to do like the model that's in like the planner. And I want to see if I'm like on the right track, because I'm still feeling frustrated, which I think partially is I have a decision to make and I haven't made the decision yet.
Okay.
So basically what happened is, so outside of my day job, I'm a writer, and I found out today that, so part of the editing process is we hire expert readers who are experts in a certain topic to make sure there's no like errors in the book. Found out today, I'd like picked out my person, like 2 months ago, got it approved by my editor. Everything's going well. Found out today that their rates went up and we can't actually afford to hire this person.
Okay.
And I'm frustrated because I'm thinking to myself, like, I wrote down that it's, well, it's not. So basically what it is like, if I wanted this person, I would have to basically pay the difference of like how much my publisher is willing to pay.
Okay.
And my thought is, well, it's not fair that I would have to pay like $400 when this multi-billion-dollar company won't pay like $400 extra.
Well, what is your circumstance? Back up to your circumstance.
Okay. My publisher won't pay for the entire cost of the expert reader.
Okay. That's a pretty good neutral circumstance. Okay. Factual. Yes. We could find some proof of that. Okay. Okay. So it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thought.
Yep. And then, so that makes me feel frustrated and defeated and that they don't value like my work enough to make this payment.
So that's another thought, right? They don't value my work enough. That might almost be, you know, and the whole thing about the model or about thoughts in the model is that like when you think like that's not fair that I have to pay the, you know, that the difference or whatever, a really good question to ask yourself is, what do I make all of this mean about me, right? I mean, this is an opportunity for y'all to be selfish when you're doing a model because you want it to be all about you. And so the kind of that deeper, like you're peeling back a layer and it's a thought like they don't value me enough to pay the extra or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does that thought feel? They don't value me.
It's so funny because like, I thought I went through this and I was like, oh, I got all this stuff. But I think that also ties a little bit into that. Like sometimes I feel that they, or I think that they pay, well, I know for a fact that they paid me less than other authors, which that's just part of the industry. People get paid different amounts. Mm-hmm. But I think part of that is like, I tell myself that I feel like I'm undervalued compared to like peers who I think are the same level, but got paid like twice as much money.
Mm-hmm. So again, that would be a really good model for you to do. It's like, mm-hmm. I get paid this and I know so-and-so gets paid this or, you know, whatever, right? Totally factual.
Yeah.
And what you make that mean about it. Yeah. And so it's interesting to see that kind of same thought come up in a different circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So how does that feel when you think I'm undervalued? They don't value me.
I think defeated probably is the biggest one.
Okay. And so then what did you finish out the model there?
So I said that when I feel defeated, that's when I want to have like a fuck it moment or wallow in an indecision, because I'm going to have to decide if I'm going to pay this money or if we're going to find a different reader or if I'm just going to skip the reader. So then if I wallow in indecision, then I think the result, which I don't know if this result works because it's kind of just more emotions, but then if I'm in indecision, I'm even more irritated and then I'm avoiding my work. So then I'm more stressed and it just becomes this like nasty cycle.
Yeah. And ultimately your result is that you're not valuing yourself. You're not valuing yourself. You're not valuing your time. You're wasting a lot of time. in indecision and procrastination and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's a pretty clear model where like they don't value me. And so then I end up doing all this stuff where I don't value, like I prove their thought true that, oh, I'm not, you know, I shouldn't be valued. And so, yeah, yeah, it's a pretty clear kind of cycle that's going on there where your result is proving your thought true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you know, the key thing, this is for everybody who's, you know, who's new and stuff. And, but you're, I mean, you did a great job with the model, but it's all about just, okay, this is my unintentional model, right? This is where I am. And it's at least taking a little bit of time to just be like, okay, I need to kind of live in this unintentional model for a little while. It's not going to feel great, but I just need to understand that I am creating this, you know, this reality for myself. I am choosing to think this, and it's getting me, ultimately getting me this result in my life. And, but that's so key because you don't, you know, we can't just do kind of thought or model switching where it's just like, yeah, I don't like this over here. I want to move over here. It's really kind of living in that unintentional model for at least a while to where you're accepting, okay, this is where I'm choosing right now. And it's not getting me the result that I want. And so I want to move on to something else, but I don't want to do it from like a hot potato, you know, kind of way where it's just like, ooh, I don't like this, you know, because you want to be able to practice feeling anything. You want to be able to practice feeling, you know, you want to be able to feel defeated and not finish out the model by, you know, doing those, you know, those actions or inactions that you talked about, right? It's all about practicing feeling any emotion and being okay with feeling any emotion. So that's just kind of a little thing about the unintentional model. But so where do you want to, now that we've done that for 2 seconds, where do you want to move to?
Yeah. So what I try doing with the intentional, so the circumstance obviously stays the same. And then I wanted my thought to just be, I now have a decision to make, which then makes me feel like I'm in control. Which then would allow me to, you know, without going too long, but like weigh my options, see what the different pros and cons would be, and then just like make a decision. And just, I like what Corinne says about like, you just make the decision and you don't question it and you just go all in.
Right. Right. Because yeah, because there are, I mean, when, you know, I'm working on this right now where it's like, you know, I know intellectually there are no right or wrong decisions, but you know, when that's an action and you start to kind of question decisions that you made, it's, you're not proving that thought true, right? That there really are no right or wrong decisions. So yeah, it's like when you make a decision, go all in. And you, when you hear your brain going, well, I don't know if this was the right thing to do, it's like, no, we're not entertaining that thought, you know, right now. We're just going with what we decided. So what was your feeling in the intentional again?
In control.
Okay. Yeah. But I also think, you know, that model is definitely more kind of action oriented. Like, you know, I have a decision to make, but I also think you have some work to do in terms of your thoughts around your value, right? Mm-hmm. That you want to look at and to practice and maybe doing some sort of, you know, maybe laddering thought or something where it's like, or just, you know, decide how you want to think about your own value, right? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, you don't need anyone else to determine your value. You don't need the company to do things to, you know, to prove that you have value. That's something that you decide for yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's another kind of intentional model.
Yeah, it could even be like, you know, I'm worth spending, or my work, you know, me, or like my book is like worth investing my own money to make it the best it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's what you decide to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it depends on the decision that you want to make, but yeah, if you decide that you want to pay that money, then you can absolutely like say, okay, yeah, my work is, but it's also like, I don't know how, if you want to kind of connect your worth to a specific dollar amount necessarily. Mm-hmm. You want it to be just like, I am worth, you know, I am, you know, I have high value. I am, you know, I am worth this work or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just kind of play around with that. But, so yeah, I'm just kind of being careful about kind of attaching money to,
right,
to your worth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really, it doesn't matter what you, you know, you get your intrinsic value is not measured by what you get paid.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that that's a, you know, that's a good intentional model to kind of move towards. You know, if you find that you're, you know, you're practicing it and it's not really sinking in, but I mean, you know, but you're, but the thing with the model is, you know, you don't necessarily have to totally be all in on the belief if you just do the actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as long as you do the actions and you, you know, get the result that you want, then that will, you know, prove that thought true, mm-hmm, over time. But if you need to do kind of a laddering thought, like I'm working on believing that I'm worth it and that I have value, then you may need to add that, you know, a little prefix to that. And that's actually in module 4 of No BS with all the thought work. It's called Changing Your Thoughts is the module or the unit in there. So.
Awesome.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Good work on your model for a newbie, for sure. You're doing great. All right. Take care. All right. Bye. Excuse me. Okay. Nicole, Laura, and Amber. Hold on a minute, y'all. Let me, okay. Checking phone here real quick. Let's see. Oops. There you are.
Hey there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So you've kind of covered this tonight, but I kind of want to be held accountable.
Okay. Good.
I've been in the tribe since April, so I'm not a newbie or anything, and I know what to do, but I'm noticing a pattern of when I get to my lowest weight, like I think I started around 194. My goal is like 145. I notice when I, and you know, weight loss isn't linear. Weight loss doesn't happen all in one day, whatever. But when I do drop, like I just dropped down to 172.5, which, and I know it's a thought. I just think I ought to be less than that if I started in April, but yes, that's a thought. But like I hit 172.5 on Saturday. I should have been like ecstatic, right? So I went to the state fair and I ate like an idiot, which we all know happens. The scale went back up. It's going back down just because, I mean, it was Mexican, it was salt, it was stuff I had.
So why did you eat all that food?
I keep doing this. I keep doing this. It's just a pattern. It's just, it's got to stop. Because I can't live this way. I mean,
but just you saying that way, right? Mm-hmm. It's like this, it's you're resisting and you're white knuckling and you're thinking that you're really, really being so judgmental of yourself right now. Like, I can't do this anymore. This is not, you know, it's that kind of, when I hear that kind of language, it's like, oh, you're not ready to stop it yet. You have to get to a point where you are just like, okay, I wasn't ready to do it before. You know, it's got this compassionate voice has to come in where it's just like, okay, yes. Every time I'm totally aware of what's going on, right? Every time I get to this certain weight, I make these choices. They're just choices. And they're because of what? So what are you thinking about when, like, what did you think about when you made all those choices at the fair?
Well, one, I wasn't thinking. Well, I was, because I made a 24-hour plan and I put best choice, best choice, best choice, because, and it wasn't the best choice. And it was just like, oh, I screwed this up. Just let's just the hell with the day. And I got to stop that. And then I think it's just from the pattern of not being able to maintain it and scared that I'm not going to be able to maintain it.
Yeah. I mean, it comes from a thought of like, I haven't, you know, this is new. This is scary. It's okay to be scared, right?
Yeah, to a point, but you got to get over it at some point.
But for you to get over it, you got to quit judging it. You got to be true. Okay with where you are. And I think you are, as Corinne saying, it says, you know, you're tearing yourself a new asshole right now. Real here. But it's like, you are just beating yourself down for all these choices. And you're like, here we go again. And just, this has got to stop. And all that kind of stuff, y'all, that kind of language and that kind of like telling yourself that stuff, you've got to be okay with where you're like, okay, I just wasn't ready the last 40 times this happened. But okay. I'm going to do something different this time and say, okay, I made these choices at the fair and because of this, and you want to get all that out, right? And probably it's not anything deeper than I just haven't been at this weight before. And yeah, I'm scared I'm not going to do it. And that's okay. You know, I can work with fear, right? You've already lost a lot of weight. You know, remind yourself how you've gotten through fear in the past, in your life. You know, you can do fear.
Okay.
So it's just, but it's like, okay, this is where I am. And I know what to do. Like you said, you know what to do to move forward. Have you done a recovery worksheet on your fair food?
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yep.
That's pretty.
Yeah, telling y'all what. I'm just going to come to each one of y'all's houses and give you a stack of recovery worksheets.
And I heard you say earlier not to waste the time with the 2-minute one. So,
yes.
And that's what I had been doing. So I probably need to do the,
The 2-minute one is better than none at all, right?
Right.
But if you've been around for a while, well, actually, I don't know. Even if you're brand new, I want y'all to do the 2-pager just because it's just like, I know this, some of y'all are going to think I'm crazy, but it's like every overeat is an absolute gift to you because you get to practice so many skills. You get to practice not judging yourself. You get to practice, you know, learning from your mistakes, and you get to practice just moving on. I mean, it's such good skills that if you don't do any of that, then you're just, it's lost. It's such a shame to lose that opportunity to practice that because those skills are required for you to lose weight, much less when you get to down to your goal weight and you don't have the scale anymore to reward you every week. You know, you're going to have to be practicing those skills of being okay with making mistakes and moving forward. So recovery worksheet is task number one for you. I can't believe you got on here and you had to do a recovery worksheet. No, I'm giving you a hard time. Cool.
I knew I'd get chewed. It's okay.
I talked about tearing you a new asshole, where you're tearing yourself a new asshole. But I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a little kooky. I've been coaching all day today, and I loved it. But I think I'm reaching my limit here in a minute. So, but anyway, So recovery worksheet. No judgment. Move on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this time can be different. It's up to you. This time can be it. This can be the time when you keep losing.
All right. It'll work.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Laura, Jennifer, and Sherry. All right. Let me turn this lamp on, y'all. It's getting dark. And I need to close the door. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I'm an April baby. Awesome. I have been working very hard on my 4 basics. done great with, I'm good with the water and sleep. That's a for sure. It's definitely, and the plan. The plan was my third defeat. Or that I had to defeat. So right. I am out now. Today was day 90 in a row.
Awesome. Congrats. So
it was my one level up 90 days ago. I'm going to plan every day for 30 days. And I did it. And then I just kept going, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. So that's good. So what I've learned in the last 90 days is that...
I was just about to ask you what you've learned in the last 90 days. Oh my gosh. Okay.
That's what I've learned. Okay. That evenings are my problem. I do really great in the mornings. I do really great at lunch. And at night, particularly, well, all nights, it doesn't matter. It's weekends, it's during the week. I come home and I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I have to cook dinner for my family and I have to do the dishes and I have to do all these things, right? So this is not a new story. You've heard this 100 times. This is what so
you're telling me all, you're saying all these things that it's like you're reading my mind.
That's right. I've got it all. I've got all those things. So, but when I, so I've been trying to really, so that then during these 90 days, what I've really been trying after I kind of formalized my 24-hour plan and I was really good at committing to it every day, I realized that I didn't really understand the model well enough to use it to my advantage. Okay. So for the last, I don't know, 30 days-ish, 2 weeks, I've been trying to really pay attention to my thoughts and really kind of hone in on what my thoughts are. So I'd be like, okay, I can't fix this problem if I don't know what I'm thinking.
Right.
So the thought is that I am so tired, and I, like a lot of people, I think when we start the model, I feel like that thought is fact. Mm-hmm. It is fact. I'm tired, but I'm so I don't know how to change that model. I need to change the model because that I feel what I have figured out throughout my journaling is that when I feel tired, I go to food to feel better. So I feel like it's what helps me. I know it's going to make me have more energy, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of your thought. Your thought is, I mean, your circumstance is like 5 o'clock or whatever time, yeah. Right? And yeah. Your thought is I am tired and food will solve it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is a fact. And yeah. It's not. I know it's not a fact, but I can't, because I feel like it's a fact, I cannot change my thought. And I can't come up with another thought to make it not real. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to figure out how to level up that thought. You know, obviously, I know what the end result is, but I know that I can't jump there because then I'll just go back.
So let's, what result do you want?
The other part of the story is that when I joined, it was doing okay, but I was in, came from the world of severe restriction. Mm-hmm. I was only 15 pounds from my weight loss goal when I joined, and I have since gained 8 of those back and now can't get them off. And so my result, of course, is that I would like to, you know, lose the weight, obviously. I would like to get to my goal weight. I'm up 8 pounds since joining because I went to a realistic plan and stopped restricting. Mm-hmm. So I've really, through the 24-hour plan over the last 90 days, have really gotten to the point where I can say that other than my overeats at dinner time, I am really good.
So you know what you need to do to lose weight. You know?
Absolutely. I know that if I could figure this out, this evening right. issue out, I'm almost sure that I would be dropping weight at a very much better.
So it's real simple what, you know, what you need to do. You need to follow your plan from, you know, morning yes. to night, right? And so
right.
you're overeating your dinner. Is that what it is? Or are you eating yes. extra things?
Well, so no, sometimes I eat extra things, but that's not common. What actually happens is I get home and I'm starving mm-hmm. and I'm cooking and then I'm taking bites and tastes and, you know, and then all of a sudden, by the time I sit down for dinner, I don't actually think I'm hungry, but because I walked through the door starving and I haven't eaten dinner yet, but I've been biting and eating along the way, by the time I sit down, I'm not going to say I'm definitely not my -2, but I'm not at my +2. And so it's, yeah.
What if you just came in and you had a small snack?
Well, so I thought about that.
And then you ate less dinner when, I mean, you know, you could still sit down for dinner with your family and eat a smaller mm-hmm. portion to your, so you eat a small snack where you maybe get to 0.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just kind of take the edge off.
Yeah. Yeah. I even thought about maybe I needed to eat that snack before I left work.
Yeah.
So today I'll just tell you what happened. I ate my breakfast later than typically. Mm-hmm. So I ate my lunch later than typically. And so I actually came home tonight and I wasn't starving. Mm-hmm. And it's been fine.
Yeah.
And I.
Yeah. But you have that snack planned if, you know, if you need it, right?
Right.
Only if you need it. And it sounds like you're at least a negative two a lot of times when
you get.
And so, yeah, just do an apple and some peanut butter or, you know, something with a little something. But yeah, and it almost might be, you want to start at negative two, but I mean, if you're still at work and you're at negative two, yeah, eat it before you come home. And then when you walk in the door, you're not just, you know, ravenous.
Yeah.
And that can kind of take the edge off to, you know, so your cooking and your dinner is, you know, is less urgent.
So here's what went on when I thought that's what I
should do.
I really love the dinner I'm making, right? I have purposely planned something that is on my plan, that is something that I love, that I am looking forward to, and I don't want to miss out on that.
So if you eat less at dinner, you'll have leftovers for another meal of this food that you love.
Yeah. Yeah.
More, you'll have more. I mean, it's right. An abundance thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You are setting yourself up to overeat every day of the week.
I know.
Because you are starving when you get home.
Yes.
You have this food that you love, which is great. We all want to have food we love, right? But
right.
You have it in your mind that, you know, you want to eat, you love it, and you want, and you should have, be able to eat as much as you want of it.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's absolutely part of it too. Yeah. And because then the thoughts when I later on in the meal and I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm approaching my plus two, I need to stop. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's just one more bite,
right.
one more bite.
And I've worked so hard today and I'm so tired.
Yes.
And
yep.
This will give me energy. You know, you got all kinds of thoughts to support your
right
your action of overeating. I mean, your brain is like all in, like, no, we're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So,
well, and stopping it during that episode is incredibly difficult. I mean, it's so hard for me, and sometimes I'm successful at it. Sometimes I'm not, but it's so painful sometimes.
Because of everything that has led up to it. Right.
Right.
It's recognizing that, okay, if I change this pattern that happens before, then it's not going to be as hard because and obviously you've got to change your thoughts too. But I just think if you are not, you know, by the time you get to sit down at this meal, I mean, you might be at a negative four or five.
I think that's exactly true.
And so it's, you know, and of course you always choose what you put in your mouth, but you've also got these thoughts going that are resulting in you wanting to overeat. So it's a combination, right? It's a coming. You definitely want to work on your thoughts, but also you want to set yourself up for success ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's definitely some old diet mentality, some old restriction, like, oh, I shouldn't be eating snacks or something like that, maybe deep in there.
Probably. I mean, early on in the 90 days, I was planning snacks every day. And then I realized I didn't really need them. And so I stopped planning them. And because I didn't need them. And so I was like, oh, well, I don't need this. Why, you know, it'd been weeks and I hadn't eaten mm-hmm. one snack on my plan.
But so were you still overeating at dinner?
I'll have to look back. I don't know.
Okay.
Actually.
But it's just this whole thing of, okay, I didn't need them then for what, you know,
right.
Maybe you didn't need them then for whatever reason, but maybe you need to start planning them again now and you get to decide what you make that mean. You don't have to make that mean you're regressing in your weight loss, right?
It's right.
Just, okay.
Right.
You figured out that maybe you need to have a snack one or two days a week. We're not even talking about every day necessarily.
Depending on, but
just have it on there and have it available to you when you need it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's easy enough.
Yeah.
And so that will make it easier for me to sit with my urges too.
Yes. Yes. Because yeah. We're not about white knuckling through hunger all day.
No.
We're okay with sitting with some hunger every once in a while when, you know, you need to just wait a little while to eat, but we're not about just starving all the time. And so
right.
for us to kind of put some things in place to prevent that most of the time is what I'm talking about here. So,
okay.
So just
I can always just have the snack in place for when I do need it. And if in the afternoon I'm not approaching my plus two and I haven't left work, it's fine.
Yeah. Then you just, you can always over plan. And then if you don't eat the snack, you still follow your plan, right? Because you're following your
meal. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Go get you some water.
Apparently, all that talking. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. Amber. I'm going to bring you up because I see your message. I think maybe you... I don't know why your names move around, but they do. And then Jennifer and Sherry, y'all will be probably the last two. And then I'll answer some questions. I think my husband just got home. Amber. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me try you again, Amber. Well. That's so weird. I promote you to panelist and then nothing happens. There you are. Okay. That was weird. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Let me ask you to start the video.
Okay.
There you are.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you see me?
Yes. And I can hear you. Oh, but you're frozen. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you see me?
Yes. You were frozen for a minute, but hopefully it's okay now.
I think.
Are you there? She might be moving. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
So I'll be quick because I know you've got two others. I'm brand new. I just started in the September rush, but I have been listening to Corinne and you all since May, and I've been struggling to make, like, I'm in the maintenance. I feel like I've been in the same 5 pounds for like 4 years. This week I'm really trying to master like eating to my two and sticking to my plan and just making a plan. I woke up a little tired, didn't really want to, like, was really congested, but I went into work, had my lunch, left a portion of it, and I ate to my two. We had a baby shower, all the foods, the free cakes and cupcakes and all that. I didn't initially eat anything. Then I went back. I had planned like a Steel City Pop. They're like fruit pops. I knew we were having Appreciation Day, and I was like, oh, that'll be a nice snack. I got it, didn't like it. Like, took a couple bites, wasn't crazy about it, so I just threw it away instead of finish it. Then I ended up, like, eating a bunch of veggies and hummus and popcorn that was left out after the baby shower. And I really wasn't mad at myself. I was like, you know, it could have been worse. I could have eaten cupcakes. I could have eaten cake. But, you know, I'll journal about it tonight, and I'll figure it out. Then I got home and I took like my before photos, and then I was so mad at myself for like eating that crap today that when I wasn't really hungry and I know I was tired. And then like after I ate all that crap, then I decided, oh, I'm so tired that I didn't go to the gym. And then I had talked myself into just doing a walk tonight, and I didn't do the walk after I took the photos. And I'm just like, how do you stop it from like an avalanche occurring?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what happened. Kind of, you have this thought, you know, this thought spiral, right? I mean, it's like, it started out with, it probably started out with a long time ago earlier today, where you're like, I want those cupcakes, and you hadn't planned them, maybe. And you kind of white knuckled through the cupcakes, and then you had your lunch, but then you were like, well, I didn't have, I mean, and I'm just throwing some thoughts out there, you know, not necessarily, you know, they're not all, you may not have thought all of them, but it's just like, well, I didn't have the cupcakes. I can have a little bit of this instead. And then you just start to justify, well, I had a little bit of that, so I'm just going to have, you know, this. And then you took your before photos, and that brought up all kinds of new thoughts, probably. And so then you responded, you know, to those thoughts, and it was just a kind of all snowballed at one time. So, So it's just totally normal. I mean, you know,
it's okay. Like
one thought leads to another thought leads to another thought a lot of times. And we call that, there's a fancy name called behavioral chain analysis. And it's like these, if you think about these chains, right? Like a link chain, it's like all these links in the chain lead to you know, maybe having like a bunch of individual overeats, or they may even, we talk about it usually in relation to binging, where it's like it results in a big binge, you know, but sometimes there's, you know, overeats just all throughout the day, and then, you know, they just continue or whatever. So yeah, so it's a thing where just one thing happens, and then that leads to a justification for something else and something else and something else. And and the way to stop it is that you have to start thinking something differently, right? You have to say, okay, I'm done, you know, I've got to stop this, or I'm done eating. And it's, I'm not saying that's an easy thing to do. But it's when your brain gets on a kick of, oh, I guess we're overeating now, you know, you really have to consciously, intentionally say, no, I'm getting back on track, because you're always one choice away from getting right back on track. But it's, you know, it takes some effort to do that.
So do I do one of those recovery worksheets? Because I haven't gotten to... I think maybe I'm frozen.
You're good. Keep going.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm going to take your video off, and I think maybe that might work a little bit better if you just keep talking.
Okay. So I was just concerned, like, I don't know if I do a recovery worksheet, because I did end up making my planned dinner, mm-hmm. and I only ate half of it, and I was full, and I threw it away, which I feel good about that.
Yeah,
like, I feel like I'm listening.
You got back on plan, right? You're following your hunger scale, and that's great. That's a huge victory.
I know. I think I'm more upset with myself that I didn't work out. Like, I didn't do any, like, I didn't go for my walk. That was my plan B. I didn't go to the gym, which was plan A, and plan C is to get the 10,000 steps a day. And I didn't do that either. And I've been consistent with that, but I'm just like aggravated that I didn't get that in.
Right. And that, I mean, and that sometimes that aggravation can lead you to more overeating, but it didn't this time. You decided to just plan dinner, 2+2. And again, just call that a win. But what are you making it mean that you didn't go work out?
That you can't have progress without that.
Yeah. I mean, like that exercise is required for weight loss, which, you know, that's not
what I know. It's what you put in your mouth for sure.
Like, so the exercise is kind of something separate, but with the food, you know, I want you to just, you know, put that on your plan. What, everything that you ate, right. And then have you gotten to the recovery worksheet lesson yet?
I'm waiting for my planner to get here, but I just, while you were talking, I took some screenshots of it through the app, and then I was going to just journal that.
Great.
All the questions on there?
As many as you can. Yeah. And if you have any questions about any of them, just, you know, post and ask coaches, or post in Facebook if you don't know what something means. But there's also a video, the last video in module one on OBS is all about the recovery worksheet. So you could just go ahead and watch that video.
Okay.
And that will answer, that should answer all your questions about the worksheet. Cause yeah, you want to take advantage of this and like really figure out what you were thinking, you know, all those chains, right? You want to think about all those thoughts you were having, about, you know, that led to the overeat. And so okay. they're really becoming aware. But also, I just want you to do some journaling about exercise and what you, you know, what you make it mean, what you think it means in relation to your weight loss and all that kind of stuff too, to get all those thoughts out.
Okay. I will do that tonight.
Yeah. So it's just for all you newbies, it's just all about awareness right now, you know, just fit, you know, really just listening to your brain and kind of figuring out what's going on in there, but it's a process for sure. Just in terms of, you know, but awareness is the first step. So that's where I want y'all to start.
Okay. Thank you.
Realistic plan. All right. You're welcome. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, Jennifer and Sherry. Sherry. Y'all will probably be the last two. So that'll give me a couple minutes to... Are you there? There you are.
Hello.
Hey, lady.
How are you?
Long time no see.
It has been a while.
I know. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to jump on here real quick and help... get you to help me sort through some thoughts and coach me about something. My youngest daughter confessed to something she did the other day, and I'm heartbroken about it. And I talked to my husband about it after a week. I was trying to figure out how to tell him and sort through this, but I am taking all the blame. I can't even be mad at her because I'm trying to take the blame. And
why are you trying to take the blame?
I don't know. And this is my fourth kid, you know, and I do this every time they do something dumb, not every time, but big things, you know, I just blame myself. Well, I didn't do this enough, or I did that too much.
Yeah. You make it mean that you messed up as a mom, right?
Yeah. And I know logically it's not me. It's her choice. Mm-hmm. She did this. It hurts because I felt we were really close and we were having such a good relationship. And then I never saw this coming.
Yeah. And it's almost like those thoughts about how, like, it was her choice, right? I mean, like, that she is growing up and she's making her own choices. That thought is probably really hard for you to kind of accept. And then the fact that y'all were close and that she kept something from you, that's probably a thought that's really painful for you. And so instead of focusing on those thoughts, you just go back to, well, I must have been a bad mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I must have not done this or should have done this or whatever it is, right? When the thoughts that you really want, you know, kind of your intentional thoughts that you really want to go to are super painful. And it's just like something like this is a time where, yeah, you're probably going to feel, you know, some pain and some mm-hmm. disappointment maybe, or some, you know, however you want to feel. It's not like you're moving to you want to move to a rainbow and daisies kind of model, right?
Right.
But it's easier to blame yourself and to beat up on yourself than to, you know, think the thoughts about your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And I tried to model on it and I can't even, because I don't know, you know, I don't know what the thoughts are I want to have. Cause I can't find anything positive with it or the results even.
Yeah. And maybe there's not one right now, right? Maybe you just need to live, like I was saying earlier, like maybe you just kind of need to live in this, it's not even really an unintentional model. Maybe you need to live, your intentional model needs to be, needs to have, you know, a negative emotion. You know, you need to just feel, and the result may just be like, I practice feeling all emotions, right? You know, when it comes to, you know, as a human, I want to practice feeling all emotions, right?
Right.
Like that. I mean, that can be your result. It can be that simple. It doesn't have to be, you know, this whole issue is resolved and things like that, because it may just not be, I mean, well, of course, you know, only you can be in the result line anyway, whenever, mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe it's just like, okay, my daughter did something and I'm choosing to feel this way right now. And I'm not going to try to move out of it. I mean, it's kind of a grieving thing, maybe.
Right.
that she's growing up, that she's making her own choices, that you've, you know, done the best you could, but she's still going to make mistakes and things like that. And it's just, okay, maybe I need to feel some grief right now and be okay with that.
Okay.
That may be kind of why you can't come up with any other thoughts at this point.
I think so, because it just feels like my default, blame myself and then just numb out and freeze and not know how to feel. Right.
And that's your unintentional model, is the numbing out model.
Right.
And your intentional model is, no, I need to feel the pain. I need to feel the sadness or the disappointment or whatever it is, you know, for her.
Yeah.
But maybe you need to just feel all of it and be like, okay, I'm just going to feel all of this and then it'll get sorted out. But I just don't think we need to resist any, you know, emotion.
No.
And because that, you know, you're never going to move forward when you're resisting.
Right. Because I just feel like I'm in a state of denial. Grieving is that's a good feeling that I need to accept and work around.
There's this whole concept in coaching of clean grief, where you're grieving like intentionally, right?
Right.
You're grieving from a place of, okay, this is where I want to be right now. It's not because I'm fighting, I'm fighting things or I'm beating myself up or that kind of stuff. It's just like, okay, my daughter's growing up and she's making her own choices and it's okay for me to feel sad. It's okay for me to feel disappointed. It's okay for me to feel all these things. And it's okay for you to question yourself, but you just want it to come from a place of, you know, you just want to be intentional about it. And if that's where you want to be, I mean, there's nothing that says you shouldn't do that, but does that benefit you in the long run?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that gives me a good place to start because I just got stuck.
It's almost like you think you're supposed to be moving somewhere maybe, or like even just I'm stuck could even be a thought that you're thinking when maybe you just need to be where you are right now.
Right.
Maybe you're not stuck and maybe you're just where you need to be.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, it even got in a cycle today where I'm like, why are you making this about you? It's not about you. And it's like, well, it kind of is, but it's not, you know? And so it's just, it's all in my head.
Yeah. And I think that's a good question to kind of journal on. Like, is this about me? And, you know, if yes, why? If no, why? And just kind of get real curious about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. That gives me some good starting points.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll see you next month.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yes. See you soon. She must be coming to camp. Okay, Sherry. Are you there, Sherry? I'm going to ask you to start your video. Press unmute, and I can't unmute you. Are you there, Sherry? Okay, I'm just going to wait on you for a minute, Sherry, and then I'll answer some questions. Let's see. Jody says, I'm a new member. I'm a newbie and still working on my water. I do love water. However, still struggling with 64 ounces. I do notice that my urine is pale yellow without the entire 64 ounces. Is the color my baseline or is it 64 ounces? But if your urine is pale yellow, just go with what you've been drinking. Let's see. Okay, Sherry, I'm going to give you another minute or so. So just don't, you know, 64 is just as suggested. Some people need less, some people need more. Some people it works out about right. So just don't overthink it. And then watch your urine. Amy, I'm a newbie and I've been feeling a little under the weather and been skipping meals. If I get hungry, I just eat a planned snack. Should I do anything differently for tomorrow as far as my 24-hour plan? No, Amy. I mean, you know, definitely when we're sick, our hunger signals are different. And so just like I was talking about earlier, you can always over plan, right? You can plan a full day's food if you want to, and then just listen to your body. And when you want to eat, just eat as much as you want to, you know, in terms of, you know, following your hunger scale as closely as you can. So it sounds like you've been doing what you need to do. So again, just don't overthink it because, you know, our hunger, okay, Sherry, you went out. So if you want to kind of look and see what's going on and you could raise your hand again, I'll call on you again. Ooh, this light is not great with this lamp. Let's see. Yeah, so our hunger signals just, they vary from day to day. If we're sick, they're, you know, they may change up. So just stay curious with it for sure. Let's see. Saba, I think that's how you pronounce it. Is it okay to stay hungry in between meals and before going to bed? I'm worried that staying hungry is just me exercising willpower. However, I'm scared to eat more than satisfied. It sounds like you're not eating dissatisfied. If you're hungry in between meals, so this is the deal about your plus two. Most of the time, meals eaten to your plus two should last you at least 3 to 4 hours. And you shouldn't get hungry again within 3 to 4 hours. So if you are staying hungry between meals, then you're not eating enough at your meals. So just add a few more bites to each meal. You know, I'm not talking about like a, you know, a bunch of food, right? But just probably what you think is your plus two is probably your plus one. Or something like that. And that's totally normal with newbies who are figuring out their hunger scale. And y'all, the hunger scale, I'm years into this. And the hunger scale is still a practice for sure. It's not something where just one day it's like going to click and it's going to be figured out for the rest of your life. It is always a practice in awareness and listening to your body. And I just see that as part of the deal. I'll take that any day if I can lose weight and maintain it for the rest of my life. So there's not ever going to be a day where you don't get to think about, you know, listening to your body and think about what you're eating unless you want to gain weight back. So, yeah, so I think you're onto yourself. You know that you're exercising willpower. So that means you're not eating enough. So just add a few extra bites to each meal and then just stay curious with it. Just play with it and see where you go from there. All right. For the reviews of your previous data, is there a guided protocol of what to look for? I've been keeping plans for a good amount of time, and I think it would be nice to start a review that is guided so I can get used to what to look for with patterns. Let me grab my brand new PNP planner that I just got in the mail yesterday. And let me just look, because we have... So every week, you know, we have a weekly assessment page. And so that could give you some ideas on, because there's different questions about asking you about, hold on, let me go to, yeah, there's the weekly assessment. So there's all kinds of questions there that you can look back on a weekly basis to all your data. And then there is the monthly assessment in your planner. And so you could look at those questions and then go back and look at your data. So start there with the weekly and monthly assessments, and that's how you can kind of get started. But basically in general, for reviewing your data, you just want to look for patterns. You want to look for common thoughts that you're having through your recovery worksheets. You want to look for common feelings. You also want to look for specific foods that you tend to overeat, or maybe specific times of the day when you tend to overeat, all those kinds of different things. Like with me, I definitely tend to, if I'm going to overeat, it's going to be in the afternoon, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. I'm not a nighttime eater like some people are. You know, some people get up in the middle of the night and overeat. So it's just, we're all different. So it's just a matter of staying curious and like, what can I learn here? Just getting out your planner, getting out your data and saying, okay, let me just start getting curious and seeing what I can learn from all this stuff. But then you also want to review what's working, like on the days that you followed your plan. This is great. on the days that you like, go back and look at all the days that you followed your plan. What were you like, what foods did you plan? What was going on that day? What powerful question of the day did you ask yourself? What, cause y'all know every day there's this journal page. So it's like a whole page thing, right? So it's your plan and assessment on one side, and then it's your journal page on the other side. So you fill out both pages every day. And so what was your thought that you were working on believing that day? Maybe you need to practice thinking that more often. What was your self-care? Did you have some good self-care that day? Maybe that's what was working for you, you know? And so it's just, you can just really find all kinds of different ways to review your data. And what's so good is that it's all in one place. You know, if you have the bound planner, or if you print everything out and put it in a notebook or whatever, and you just keep it all organized in one place, and it can really be a great tool to figure out what's working and what you need to work on. Okay, my friend Rhonda had a tailgate party and had a lot of food for company. Gained 5 pounds over that holiday weekend. Not worried since the weight is coming off. And yes, she did recovery worksheets. I've tried to keep some of the leftovers for pop-in guests during the week, but it's not working. Is it wrong to just accept some foods as being triggers and not try to have them close by? Or do I keep white knuckling and try to handle? Okay, here's the deal, Rhonda. So it's basically the question of, should I keep food in the house or not, right? And there's no right answer to this. It's all about what you make it mean, right? If you want to keep food in the house, then that's your opportunity to work on your thoughts around it. But you don't want to white knuckle. You don't ever want to white knuckle having foods in the house. So there's this difference between resisting urges, and resisting and white knuckling are the same thing. And all you newbies are going to learn all about this when you get to taking control in module 5. But there's resisting urges, and then there's allowing urges. And so what you want to do, Rhonda, is practice. If you want to keep it in the house, you can absolutely keep it in the house, right? The food has no control over you. Food isn't talking to you. The food is not alive, right? You want to practice allowing the urges, and that is in, that's all covered in the Buffering and Urges course, along with the Taking Control module. But yeah, so you don't want to be white knuckling. You want to be able to handle it by allowing the urges. And that is by just accepting that it's going to be uncomfortable for a little while, right? And not wanting the urge to go away, not talking back at the urges. All of that is involved with allowing urges. And there's also the countdown from 90, right? Because an urge usually lasts about 90 seconds. So if you count down from 90 and kind of get your attention away from the direct urge, then that can help too. And then, but then also, if you just decide that, you don't want to have to spend this much time working on allowing urges for some foods, then you don't keep them in the house. Like Corinne doesn't keep jars of peanut butter in her house. She talks about that a lot. She just doesn't want to have to take the time to do a lot of thought work around peanut butter. So she just doesn't have it. She has like the individual servings, and that works for her. So it's just really up to you kind of what you want to do from a place of, I can handle this no matter what, whether it's in the house or not. Megan, I'm wanting help to learn how I can grieve my grandmother's death, and also learning to choose to be happy on her birthday this week. Any advice? Yeah, you can absolutely choose grief and happiness at the same time, because we know that those are both feelings, right? Grief, sadness. Those are both feelings. So sadness and happiness, right, are both feelings, and they come from your thoughts. And so you can absolutely think at the same time, I miss my grandmother. And that might make, that might create sadness for you. But then you can also think, it's her birthday this week. And you can think about all of the wonderful times that you spent on her birthday, and you can feel happy, right? You can absolutely feel both emotions at the same time. And it's all part of grief. I mean, I see positive emotion as part of grief too, because you're thinking about the good times. But then you're also thinking, you know what? I miss her. And it's totally normal to feel sad when someone dies too. So it's just recognizing that both of those emotions can kind of coexist at the same time because they all come from your thoughts. No, Sherry, it wasn't you, Sherry, that was on trying to be on the call. It was a Sherry with IE on the end. So no, you didn't do anything. Okay. Last question. And then I'll look over at the chat real quick. I'm working on creating a realistic plan that allows alcohol, but I'm having a hard time. I learned a new concept today called gray drinking, which I'm convinced applies to me. It's the gray area between occasional drink versus being an alcoholic. I'm wondering if it would be better to just stop drinking altogether and eliminate the temptation when I'm just not sure if I really want to give up the occasional wine sometimes. How do I know what approach is right? So it's up to you, right? Only you know what is best for you in terms of whether you want to stop drinking altogether or you want to just have an occasional drink that you plan, right? And so I recommend a podcast called, and Corinne recommends this all the time. She's another fellow coach called Rachel Hart. My maiden name is Hart. So, but her name is Rachel Hart, and she has a podcast called Take a Break from Drinking. And that would be great for you to listen to in kind of formulating your decision. But yeah, there's no right or wrong decision in terms of, it's just like I was talking about with Rhonda, right? You can choose to eliminate alcohol and do your thought work around that. You can choose to plan your alcohol and do your thought work around that. You know, there's no right or wrong decision. It's just totally up to you, and you want to like your reason for whatever. You don't want to totally eliminate alcohol because you think you can't handle it and you think you can't handle the temptation. You want to just be able to handle anything, right? You know, if you want to eliminate it, you just want to like your reason for that. Or if you want to plan it, then you can do your work around that as well. So it's just up to you. And an urge to drink is nothing, no different than an urge to overeat. We call overeating and we call overdrinking buffering. It's because you're buffering from your emotions. You don't want to feel something. And so you eat or you drink or you get on Facebook or you go shopping or you have sex or you, do all these things that buffer you from your emotions. So we all have different buffers that we choose. And so it's just the very same. So we do have a course that's part of our bonus courses. That's the Stop Overdrinking course. So you can check that out as well. But again, it's all the same because it's just, you just replace food with alcohol. Okay. Let's see. Rhonda. Bull peanuts. I love bull peanuts. Let's see. I'm going to pull this out real quick. Okay. We just got a couple more minutes and I'll look on the chat. Okay. Angela says, so I ate over my two. I just coached you. Do I need to now do two worksheets? I don't exactly remember exactly what we talked about, Angela, but go for it. Do two worksheets it never hurts to do an extra recovery worksheet. Right? If you ever question, well, should I do a recovery worksheet? Just do it. Right? You can even do a recovery worksheet on if it worked for you. Right? If you didn't have an overeat and you could just jot down what you were thinking and feeling that led you to not overeat. Right? But yeah, just do it. Just do another recovery worksheet. Just don't miss another learning opportunity. I mean, it's going to take, 5-10 minutes tops? Go for it. Okay. So Megan, thank you, Betsy. I never thought that both emotions could exist at the same time. I will definitely do some thought work around it. Yeah. And just enjoy my memories and all the wonderful times I've spent with her while allowing myself to be sad at times because I do miss her. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's, you know, as humans, we have the privilege to feel emotion and we should just feel it all, right? Let's feel it all and not cover it up with food or drink or anything, because emotions, and y'all, you newbies will learn about this in a few weeks, emotions are just vibrations in our body, right? And they're not going to hurt us. They're not going to, they can't hurt us. We can feel whatever we want to feel and we'll be fine. So if that's the only thing that you learn, that's a pretty amazing lesson. So, all right. I think that's all I've got. And I am about to go and get some dinner. So this was super fun, y'all. I love talking to all these newbies. Let's see, let me get the chat back in the where it's supposed to go. And all right. So what's happening now? So let's see. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Miss Kathy, so here is your opportunity, y'all. If y'all watched tonight and you didn't raise your hand and you maybe weren't quite ready, but maybe you think you're ready to be coached. Coach Kathy is going to be on at noon tomorrow for about an hour doing just this kind of coaching. She's going to be, since Corinne is out of town, she's covering for Corinne, and she's going to be doing office hours again where folks can just raise their hand and get coached. So no appointment necessary tomorrow. And then she'll be back on Saturday to do office hours again from noon to 2 Central Time. So just check your calendar and get on and raise your hand and take advantage of this, right? Or just listen. If you want to just listen to others get coached, you can absolutely always benefit from others getting coached as well. So, all right, guys, take care, and I will see y'all again soon. Bye.